We're live. It's April 20th. The year is 2020 on this Monday transmission, 196 days out from the election. World government's been announced. Forced inoculations have been announced. World champion tennis players are being told they can't play tennis unless they take an inoculation that doesn't even exist yet. And Bill and Melinda Gates are working with Communist China to roll out a digital currency that's under the skin. You might have heard about it in the last book of the Bible. It's called The Mark of the Beast, and it's here.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the Mark of the Beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the Mark of the Beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled "Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data." It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And then I have a stack of news articles here where the IBM front company, Microsoft's official spokespersons are high priest in satanic orders, like Aleister Crowley's high priestess. You cannot make that up. The article and the video you just saw is going live at man.video. On the Mark of the Beast, I suggest you share it or just roll over and submit to the patent 2020-060606. Bill Gates in your face, rubbing it in, slaves. He openly says he wants to reduce population and kill you and your family, too. But he's got a vaccine for you. He really wants to save you. Oh, and he's behind the Wuhan lab.
at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night. Like a whisper in the wind. Revolution. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll sail the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Prophecy is now being fulfilled. Open world government. Implantable microchips to buy and sell. Forced inoculations are now not a thing of the misty future and of the Bible. Not something of preachers discussing in their churches. No, now prophecy is fulfilled. And they demand you turn your children over them for sterilization. They demand you worship the world government and the mark of the beast. They demand that you take vaccines into your body that have engineered live viruses that literally eat parts of your brain associated with religious and high brainwave events. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going to be in Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine. I made a huge deal about this 15 years ago. The videos have all been taken down off of YouTube. But you can still find them here and there on other platforms. Alex Jones, brain-eating vaccines. And then I show all these mainline articles, all these studies, all these documents where the Pentagon was testing an anti-depression or anti-PTSD vaccine. Now, vaccine is just something they're injecting into your body. Not just to, quote, learn immunity, but it can be to reprogram the body. It can be nanotech now. And you see the headlines. An anti-stress vaccine is being tested. You see other headlines going back 20 years dealing with this. Oh, they have new vaccines that cure people who are addicted to cigarettes. They have a new vaccine that cures people addicted to cocaine. They have a new vaccine that cures people addicted to opium. And then you read the patents. It's live viruses that go in to the receptor sites where you would receive those endorphin simulators, and it destroys those. So it's a microscopic targeted lobotomy that cuts out higher emotions and spiritual emotions, things associated with ecstasy, things associated with victory, things associated with exuberance. The psychotics don't have those receptors, ladies and gentlemen, or they don't have as many, and they don't want you to have them. They don't want you to be happy. You know, in the old parable of Sleeping Beauty, why is the witch mad? Well, the king and queen are happy. He's handsome. She's beautiful. They have a happy kingdom. They have a beautiful daughter that's born. And she comes and puts a curse on her because the witch wasn't invited to the party. And she says, before her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spinning wheel and die. But then the good fairies can't take the magic away, but they can change it. And they say, she will fall into a deep sleep, and then only the kiss of true love can change it. Well, why do we have all those archetypes in every culture? It's telling you, only love can overpower this evil. And the evil doesn't want you to have a happy kingdom, doesn't want men and women to be together and have families and have the reward of good, wholesome societies. They want degradation and collapse because they don't have it. They're miserable, horrible, evil, grasping people who are communing with evil spirits, evil entities in the universe that seek to destroy the planet. They've made an alliance for evil knowledge to do horrible things, and all they build is death and destruction. Publicly, the very groups that engineered COVID-19 and launched it and created the hysteria and now demand the lockdown are the groups that have the vaccines already prepared, the virus is already patented, the under-the-skin inoculations with the vaccine to track that you've had the vaccine that'll then be used as a digital system for a digital currency with all 7 billion people forcibly inoculated with Bill and Melinda Gates' worldwide computer operating system under the skin, so you're allowed to buy and sell, and at the same time, it is the currency. It's all been announced in patent 2020-06-06-06. You cannot make that up. The barcode, 666. You go, why is it all 666? Because they're telling you it's the number of a man. It's your number, and the prefix is 666. And who brought you this? IBM with the prototype 666. Who brought you Microsoft, who brings you 666. And IBM that ran the death camps with their barcodes that they then did the code, just like the Egyptians in their sunroom. The secret code was 666 for a secret mathematical equation they believe the sun god gave them. And if you do 33 pi 666, talk to mathematicians, it does build in some secret combination into some secret number that is the highest secret of the Illuminati. And that they want implanted in us as part of a ritual to have us merge under that system and then be directed, as the Egyptians believed, by the sun god. But instead it'll be satellites and 5G directing and controlling your every movement in the patent. And if you don't move like a video game exactly as the 5G and the satellites say, you are turned off and no money is given to you. This is all being publicly announced. WO 2020. 060606. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And then that ties to his patent for the ink that goes under the skin in the vaccine to prove you've had it. Nanotech in your body. And the patent is in the wrist. They start you with a drill. Oh, first you wear the mask. Then you social distance. Now you wear a bracelet. Then you get an implantable chip. And those that get the chips are going to be rewarded. They already are. When they beta tested this 15 years ago in Florida and in Spain, of all places, the UN paid to have it where to get in the VIP club with the topless dancers who would then have, you know, obviously service you if they felt like at the champagne rooms. You would take a microchip to get in, but it'd be free. You just had to get the microchip. That was a sponsored program. What we tell you 6 months ago, we confirmed it. The official UN group subcontract had put microchips in homeless people in Central and South America. They were doing it to Austin homeless. It was confirmed. Had the documents. That's the population they're hitting first with it. Then their money is put on to the chip. And it's put on by a UN body that's already taking over the U.S. government and all other governments. And you notice the WHO is running everything now and telling us what to do. And what is Trump doing? He's fighting it, and he's saying, no, the WHO's not in charge. In fact, they covered up the Wuhan lab. Well, of course they did. They had to release it. But then the virus is deadly, but not that deadly. Well, then why is it man-made? Because Bill and Melinda Gates are going to own it. They're going to own it.
Must not stop now, Judge, and we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Because that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. That was back when Joe Biden could still talk. That was back when Joe Biden wasn't a walking corpse. And there is Joe Biden talking about trying to get agendas done outside of the law. Well, hell, now we just have the World Health Organization financed by the big robber baron trust headed up by Bill Gates. He's just the front man of all that old robber baron money, all the big foundations, eugenics organizations, world government groups, 2A organization, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, IBM, Bill and Melinda Gates, openly funding Cold Springs Harbor, openly funding Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, openly funding Hitler, head of Cold Springs Harbor, before he had to step down 7 years ago, said minorities aren't people. You think he headed up the Human Genome Project and that was just an accident? They removed him because he opened his mouth up in public. And Bill Gates says he wants to really help all the third world people with special shots. And he's going to help you, too, with a chip under your skin or digital ink where you can't buy or sell without following every task he says, because you're part of the Internet of Things now. Remember, folks, were worried about RFID chips 20 years ago? Well, now you're the RFID chip, and they're admitting it. David Icke, always informative, always thought-provoking. He's going to join us in the third hour today. And videos of him on YouTube are now being taken down when he criticizes 5G and says it has a health risk. Doesn't matter if all the studies say that. See, suddenly it's whatever big tech says, you can't talk about it. And coming up next segment, we have the video. Joy Behar came out on The View today and said that I'm a terrorist by name and that you're a terrorist too, because you went out to rallies and said you are essential. You don't want to be locked down. Now, if you listen to one thing I've said today that's just as important as the world government plan for the implantable microchip and the forced inoculations that actually go in and reprogram your brain by destroying certain neuron receptor sites, that the viruses are tailor-made to only eat those areas of the brain. It's like COVID-19 is meant to eat your testicles, again, to lower your fertility. Another little gift out of the Wuhan Bill Gates lab. And it's that the term non-essential, that's a game they play under Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding at public and private schools called Lifeboat or Spaceship. And they say, we're a spaceship going to this star. We have a malfunction. There's not enough food. We have to get rid of a third of the crew. Who is essential? Well, we need the captain. Well, we need the scientists. Well, we need the farmers for once we get there. The machines, though, are able to run the engines. We don't need the engineer. Engineer, volunteer for us to blow you out the airlock. I volunteer. I'm not essential. Same thing with lifeboat. There's only so much food in the lifeboat. We're not going to get to the island for about 6 months. We're all going to starve to death unless somebody dies. And then you see Spock and Wrath of Khan, you know, where you have an example. That's where somebody chooses to die, knowing the whole ship's going to die if he doesn't die. So they make it very noble to do that. But see, the globalists are saying no humans are essential. They want a post-human world. This is a wild cult. And I would tell you that 25 years ago, people thought this is crazy. I was reading their own statements and white papers. Now they've externalized the hierarchy, and it's all out in the open, publicly, in the face of you and your family. Think about that. You are non-essential, which means you're worthless. Now, you see, if they said old people were worthless, we'd get up in arms. Though they do now say they're non-essential, so we've now accepted to get rid of them, one of Bill Gates' favorite things. We get ahead by killing people, but it's really meant to kill everybody. But you don't get ahead by killing grandparents. The places that take care of people build complex societies full of service. But see, they tell the services are non-essential now, too. First, they told you can't be a farmer, you can't be a welder. Industry isn't in America. It's bad. It's not cool. Service is what you'll do. Oh, but now that's not essential. This whole trap is about domesticating you, not so you can sit out on the back 40 and be a cute little horsey, but so you can be phased out. And that's their own admission. So I sit here with total horror, year after year, watching it incrementally set up, and then now watching it unfold exactly as I said it would. And my phone rings off the hook, people saying, I apologize. I thought you were a kook. How did you know it? It's all coming true exactly as you said. Exactly. Because I actually study who these people are. So the power to say you're not essential. And then, oh, don't worry, we'll give you money. We'll give you a universal income so they can then dictate where you live, where you go, what you have, what you do, and what medically's done to you, the implantable chips that you're not going to cut out because they're liquid. It's into your cells. We're not at the microchip. They had implantable microchips 50 years ago in people's brains. Look it up in mental institutions. They now have them, you know, the chip injected in a through a big needle, a big horse needle. No, that's 30 years old, 40 years old. This is nano. They can put on the head of a pin all the books in the world 20 years ago. And they just flood you with all this nano garbage where you're never getting it out of you. But they metaphysically have to have you submit. They have to say, oh, it's no big deal. Everybody's doing it. You want to go to the grocery store? Just a quick shot right here. It's got the vaccine in it. Come on, it's just real quick. It's real easy. They'll celebrate you. Oh, you got so much courage. They're keeping us safe. Yay! And you get a fever in a couple days, and you wake up, and you're cut off from God. It eats the receptors in the brain that you connect to the Almighty with, the electrochemical cones in the pineal.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, next century's news today. Now, not as good as John the Revelator on the island of Patmos 2,000 years ago. His 2,000 years from now's news today. Oh, my goodness. God warned us. And God's going to have to step in. But we got to step up and take our licks, because the Antichrist will wage war against the saints and overcome them. But that's only in the first act. That then summons the boss. So get ready. It's going to take a while to roll this out. It depends on our resistance. We're going to resist it a long time. But notice you don't hear all the preachers talking about end of the world now, or revelation, or prophecy coming. Because they're all getting their parishioners ready for the chip. Because after all, it's to keep you safe from the COVID-19. You know that patent we just played? If you're a radio listener, we put the patent on screen. 666. They even put zeros in between to make it a bigger joke. Just like the barcode. So see, it's a code. It's not three numbers up against each other. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is a human number. The number of a man. Your number. Your slave number. That all the surveillance, the 5, 6, 7, 20G, the satellites, surveil your every movement, your every heartbeat, your every action, and your submission to it raises your status in society, where you're able to have children, you're able to get medicine, you're able to travel. And at first, it'll be so easy to do. You're just fighting a virus. You're just a hero. You're just going out and, you know, doing what you have to stop the COVID. And then the very institutions, the very people are publicly behind the Wuhan lab and publicly behind patenting the virus and publicly behind giant drills for worldwide martial law. and they lie and exaggerate the number 20 times what it really is. And they tell you wearing gloves does something when it actually, studies show, creates more for the virus to stick to. Gloves are for medical stuff. Every time you leave an area or change something or go to another procedure, you change the gloves. And for real surgeries, you change the clothes. You take a shower. You clean yourself with soap. Then you go into a sterile area. Then you put on the gloves. Then you go in and do a surgery. But you see people walking around like, look, I'm good. I've got gloves on. Look, I'm good. I've got a mask on. And all of it is a fraud. But let me talk about this before I get to the video of The View saying I'm a terrorist and you're a terrorist if you go out and you protest the lockdowns. We're going to play that next segment, but I just wanted to remind listeners that, yeah, we had our T-shirt maker here in Texas call and say, hey, do you want cloth masks? You can actually breathe through, because a lot of stores won't even let you in. FEMA says they're going to do it till next year if you submit. But if you're going to have to wear these, because they'll throw you out of grocery stores anywhere, InfoWars has them. They'll get here in about a week. They're being printed right now in Austin. They're black, and on them says InfoWars.com. And I suggest when you wear them, shoot your mouth off, talk about how it's a fraud, plug websites, get the truth out, whatever. I personally went to the store this morning to buy some groceries, and I got in, and they were like, sir, you need to leave. And I said, listen, you're wearing your stupid gloves. You understand that you have to take those off each time you do something. You leaving those gloves on means you're transferring things to me. And the guy started backing off, and I say, see how it makes everybody a suspect? Notice you've been called essential. Others are called non-essential. That's beyond racism. That's a total classism, saying people are subhuman. And the guy started stuttering, and I said, that's right. Some other dude said, hey, man, we're all just trying to help. And I said, no, I'm informed about the globalist plan. I told people decades ago this was coming. You're not informed. Don't henpeck me, follower. The Great Depression you're facing is making you obsolete. And the fellow went, God, why are you so mad? And I said, oh, you thought I was going to kiss your ass. You and your family are dead. The globalists are going to kill your ass if you submit to this. Are you going to take the forced inoculation? And so the security guy and the other guy were like walking back. And I said, yeah, that's right. I'm getting my crap and I'm leaving. But I said, I swear to you in the future, I'm going to go have a farm or something where this is all going. So I'm not dependent on you, because next year you're going to want me to have proof of your deadly vaccine from Bill Gates for me to be in here. More security came and they began to walk back because they were faced with truth and justice and reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is all cult programming, mind control to put you under their control. It's all been rolled out. So that right when Trump tries to reopen, they order you to wear a mask.
The rate of their fellow Scandinavian countries, Norway, Finland, etc.
Right.
So it has not worked. It doesn't work. Stay home.
And stay home. Can
I just make one more point? These people are being egged on by right-wing media, people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh. And why are you bringing guns to a rally? You want to call yourself protesters, leave your guns home. Those are terrorists who bring guns to things.
Oh, we've got the full clip here in a second for you, but that's Joy Behar on her program, The View, saying that if you go out and protest this, you're going to get people sick. And if you carry guns, which is another example of how we have a right to defend ourselves, open carry, well, you're a terrorist. Michigan protesters should sign away their right to treatment. Well, that's what the left's already doing. They're already announcing in England, if you're a right-winger or a nationalist, you won't get health care. That's what the Mark of the Beast is all about. Everything's tied to your behavior. Once they make you obsolete, once the globalists make you non-essential, well, you can be dehumanized. You know, Fauci says it will backfire that people are going out in public and that now the numbers will go up. Well, you can put up the Royal Academy's graphs and Bill and Melinda Gates' graphs and New York City's graphs and all of it, and it's 10, 20, 30 times higher what they said would die. 2 million, 4 million. Then they adjusted it down to 200,000. But oh, if you lock down, it'll be here. But instead, it's way, 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 way lower, depending on the graph, as much as 30 times lower on average, about 10 times lower. But now they're zooming in on the graph to the bottom, not showing the top, and going, oh, look, it was supposed to bell curve here, but it kind of has gone back up a little. It's plateaued because people aren't opening the economy. Don't let them have these fake moral arguments with you. I've already covered it ad nauseum. I'm doing special reports on it. The culprit doing all the shutdown, the world government, the private corporate world government, the UN. Their own body admits that 10 million people starve to death a year on average, and that several extra million are starving now because of the shutdown directly attributed, and that hundreds of millions would starve to death without trade with the first world. When the first world stalls and collapses, the third world dies. And that's the whole plan. So this is a death sentence to tens of millions conservatively. But you're not going to see them humanized. You're not going to see that happen. Because this is all about total fear. Again, 80,000 died in 2018 from the flu in the United States. A fraction of that have died of COVID-19. And then you realize they're counting all deaths as COVID-19. All deaths where you're found to have the virus. Doesn't matter if you died in a car wreck, gunshot wounds, in a house fire, of cancer, a heart attack, of kidney failure. Doesn't matter if you were already on death's doorstep. If they test you, even though most tests they admit are faulty and count regular cold virus, you're counted. So that's how they are operating, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's true, the perception of 20, 30,000, 40,000 Americans dying sounds horrible until you realize that if you had a giant barrel of water that's America's population, that's one drop. And you can't save them. You're 85 years old and had cancer and had a heart attack and got kidney failure, and a regular cold comes by. It's like a brown leaf on a tree, on a maple tree, and it's the last leaf on the tree. It's, you know, it's the equivalent of 95 years old. And all the other leaves have fallen off. Cold wind blows and the last leaf falls. That's what happens. But see, oh my gosh, oh, and the healthcare workers, they're such heroes. Look, I'm not saying healthcare workers are bad people. They're actually hardworking folks, very stressful jobs. And I know what they go through, and they're forcibly inoculated. They're pushed around, and most of them will tell you vaccines aren't good for you. But to see what they did in Denver, oh, you got protesters coming out saying, we're essential, don't lock us down, we're going bankrupt. And the healthcare workers come out in their mask and go, you're not allowed to protest. Go back inside. Yeah, you don't just take our job. You take our free speech as well. Because, oh, they're the hero healthcare workers. So healthcare workers are heroes in many cases, especially EMTs and people. But I'll tell you this. I've got the studies here. England's hospitals are four times less busy than normal. United States hospitals are three times less busy. They admit because most stuff is elective. You drive by hospitals, they're empty. They're empty inside. They're empty outside. There's some emergency rooms that are full always, but they're empty. And you've got, I've got family, I'll leave it at that, that are doctors and nurses. And I talk to them in Omaha and in California and other places. And they say, it's dead. But when there's one COVID case at a giant VA hospital, you'd think Santa Claus landed his happy ass in there, man. It is as moon suits and the media, and they're all drinking vodka in the back room. This is a giant vacation. Because the insurance companies are feeding all of these opium addicts who will go into these surgery areas, and they'll get one surgery per finger or per digit at these surgery centers and these hospitals. And there are people getting hundreds of surgeries per decade now to fulfill their opium habits. I've talked to the doctors involved. You know how brain damage that makes somebody when you've got 20, 30 anesthesias? It causes brain damage, folks. So everywhere, and I've talked to family. They said, no, we're just basically getting drunk every day. This is the best time of our lives. You hear that? They're just don't quote us. The nurses and doctors are having sex, man. They're doing barbecues in the parking lot. It's a joke. But let's just go further here. I'm gonna go to break and I'll come back. We got David Icke coming up and so much more. But I hope you understand they're trying to censor this. They're trying to block protests everywhere. They're trying to say it's terrorism and go out and demonstrate. Exercise your free speech or lose it. No, they're taking your whole way of life away. They're announcing you're unessential. They're announcing you're obsolete. And also realize that InfoWars is under attacks that I'm not at liberty to get into here on air, but they are substantive and they are very real because Bill Gates and others are seriously pissed that we raised the alarm directly to the president about Wuhan and who was involved and got the White House in touch with scientists 9 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. And I've been talking to, let's just say, advisors to the president on a routine basis. And the president goes and checks everything I say and then says, how the hell did I know? I did not know this. They want me dead right now. My phones are totally tapped because everybody else is scared to tell the president stuff. I will do it. And I'm not bragging about that. That actually scares the hell out of me that no one even told Trump that a Nobel Prize winner came out a week ago. I didn't know it happened a week ago. And said this is man-made and scanned the virus. Top virologist. Conclusive. So it's insane. And separately, you buying the products keeps us on the air. Plus, these are great products you already need. Supermel Vitality has been sold out 4 months. It's a concentrated, cold-pressed herbs for stamina, libido, energy. Works great with women as well, but men are our market. It works both on men and women. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 4,000 reviews with a 4.6 review out of 5. People love it. We've got herbal powder versions of it that are 5 times stronger on paper, but everybody loves the liquid cold pressed because it just, there's something about never being heated up and being cold pressed. It's like a fine wine. It's amazing. That's back in stock, 35% off. We also have storable food available again. Everybody else is lying to you, folks. They're sold out of food at storable food prices. We have it. Get your orders in now. With how crazy this world is and how the globalists want you dependent, there's a lot of check boxes you need checked off. Get right with God, spend time with your family, be self-sufficient, and be politically active, stand up for yourself. And that means having high-quality, storable food the last 25 years. It's a box to check off. You need to get this now, not for the virus, but for the economy and the globalists and the wars. This is so essential. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now. Storable food's available again. Current sales, Emrex Essentials Hand Sanitizer Combo, 50% off the first major hand sanitizer with essential oils. Got a great spray delivery system. That's selling out. People love it. InfoWars Live Protein Bars, high quality, 40% off. 8-pack Power Stack, massively discounted. X3 Triodine, very close to selling out, 60% off still. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 40% off. Limited edition InfoWars COVID Mask, $9.95.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I did a good job a few weeks ago for a month or so taking a ton of calls, and they were incredible. But the quickening has accelerated so much that I've been greedy with the time without getting at all the news that's here to cover. So I'm going to do my best job this hour. Taken 10 calls or so. Please don't take more than that, guys, because I don't want to leave people on hold when David Icke comes on. And hitting as much of this news as I possibly can, but it's staggering to me that world governments now out in the open, mark of the beast, implantable microchips to buy and sell, forced inoculations, and there's not more resistance. But there is a huge resistance, so some positive things are happening. But here's a report on communist China as it strengthens its nukes while the world dies.
As the world continues to be distracted by the Chinese coronavirus, the Chinese are utilizing order out of chaos to strengthen their global position.
The true cost of this coronavirus, the loss of life and economic devastation, right now is immeasurable. But what can be counted is the money governments around the world have already spent trying to combat it. So far, it adds up to a staggering $6.5 trillion. In a class action launched in the United States, China is now being sued to get the money back. The lawsuit accuses Chinese authorities of negligence, lies, and cover-ups.
Do you think that there should be some consequences if in the end, you know, China was responsible for all of this?
Well, if they were knowingly responsible, certainly. If it was a mistake is a mistake. But if they were knowingly responsible, yeah, then there should be consequences.
Recently, the New York Post reported China is denying U.S. claims that they are testing nuclear weapons outside of international law. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the U.S. neglects all the facts and makes wanton accusations against China. This is irresponsible and ill-intentioned. Zhao went on to call the claim a complete distortion of the facts. But according to an arms control report from the State Department obtained by the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese Communist Party may be conducting tests within the northwest region of the country using low explosive power. The Economic Times reported, indeed, China fired more than 100 ballistic missiles during testing and exercises in 2019, according to sources close to the U.S. military. Such a figure greatly exceeded what the USA and Russia launched, and it illustrates that China is not decelerating in any way its development of missiles for the PLA rocket force. China is attempting to overtake France as the third most powerful nuclear power in the world. Add to this China's military buildup in the South China Sea, a crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong.
At least 15 veteran pro-democracy activists were arrested today in this very high-profile roundup, even though Hong Kong is still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. Hong Kong's Democratic Party founder, 81-year-old Martin Lee, was arrested and driven to the police station as cameras swarmed around him today. Lee was one of many activists who protested against a since-withdrawn extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be sent to mainland China to stand trial. Authorities say the arrests were made on suspicion of organizing and taking part in illegal assemblies last year.
And a global infiltration of the coronavirus response.
French President Emmanuel Macron had a message for U.S. President Donald Trump. France will not block Huawei or target specific companies. That's despite a concerted effort by American officials to persuade its allies to ban the Chinese tech giant from supplying 5G phone network systems.
Recently, China offered to help both France and Canada with donations of masks, but held the installation of Huawei's 5G over Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and French President Macron's heads. The United Kingdom has already signed on to using the Chinese cancerous spy technology, but the UK has recently had second thoughts after China's lack of transparency on the coronavirus came to the fore. The world's reliance on China, cloaked in a one-world policy, has to end before the Chinese century endgame directives infiltrate any further.
There are 7.5 billion people on this planet, and the globalist technocrats admit they can't control us, carry out their evil aims for us and our families unless they can trick us to submit. So they cast this whole thing with the virus where we're the heroes and we submit and we save everybody by quarantining and not going out. It's only 2 weeks and, oh, it's 2 months. Oh, it's 6 months. Oh, it's 5 years. Oh, it's an implantable microchip. It's all a lie. That's why they estimated 30, 40, 50 times the number of dead, and they estimated it down still 10 times lower than what they said. And they're so scared it's not going to even be as bad as the flu in 2018. It's going to turn out maybe being 40, 50, 60,000. And that's what they're attributing every single death that came from something else. If you are infected with it, they call it a death, even if you jump off a building and commit suicide. And again, I tell friends and family that. They go, really? And then I show them the NIH on television admitting the whole thing. But let me just try to say this right now, because we can get lost in the weeds on this whole situation. And I keep saying this every show now, and I don't say it to behave like I'm wounded, like Ryan Stelter saying he crawled in his bed last night and cried and pissed on himself. He said he snuggled the pillow and couldn't believe what we're all going through. And he hates the lockdown too, but he's a hero and has to do it to save the earth. I'm not choking. I'm doing the show, and I'm eloquently, in most cases, covering a lot of the facts and have great guests on and taking your calls. But there's something I haven't said yet. And I spend hours a day trying to grasp what it is. It's like that needle in a haystack. Your subconscious knows what it is. It's that nagging thing that your subconscious saw, but your conscious didn't notice. You think about it all day and all night, and then suddenly the next day you're out walking the dog and phew, pops in your head. You think about that business partner and something you saw in the accounting that you missed, but you didn't miss it. It was fraud. Or something that was going on with your daughter and you didn't notice at the time, but later you thought about it and you go look in her purse and she's got drugs in there. Your subconscious is 1,000 times or more powerful than the conscious. We call it the subconscious. It's the connection of the universe. It's not just the deeper mind. And when I come back from break, because I was going to do it this segment, and I'm just too shook up to do it again, I'm going to try my best. And again, I don't do this for dramatic stuff, folks. This is so epic. This is so real. This is everything happening we knew was coming. And I have a huge feeling of sorrow, actually, and that we're going to watch billions die. And only when they're murdering people in mass and people are just dying everywhere will the sheeple finally wake up, and then it'll be too late. And it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years. If everybody just collapses and submits, it might be 6 months. But we're going to see the Antichrist. They're going to be having sex with kids on TV. Hell, they already are. You're going to see the ocean die. You're going to see nuclear war, billions dead. I mean, it's happening. God's real. And I already knew this. I've already had experiences. I've already seen this unfold. I've already had dreams that come true. But now I'm coming to grips with, whoa, man, this is really going down. And I just have every millisecond deep sorrow. And I'll tell you, I have to fight my flesh. My flesh, because the brain and the soul runs things, but the flesh then sees what's happening and says, oh, yeah, I'm with that. My flesh isn't saying submit to the New World Order. You know, usually your flesh, if you're not in tune with God, it kind of wants to side with Satan. No, my flesh is siding with my spirit. It's like, but it's still cowardly. It's like, get out of here. Take your money and find a redoubt somewhere and dig in and just start farming and hoard food. God, get us out of here. Get us out of here. Get us out of here. So my flesh is saying, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And my spirit's saying, oh, no, my friend, you're going to stand up to the dragon face to face. And then there's an extreme feeling of guilt for my children and my family. And God's like, hey, you decided to have them. Get their spirit right. Get them close to God, son, while you still can, because I'm going to destroy the earth by fire. The souls matter. Don't get obsessed with that body. And so I'm just millisecond by millisecond coming to grips with, I knew it was all real. I spiritually knew it was real. But it's one thing to know something's real. When you see somebody with a big stick, it's another thing when they crack you right upside the face with that, and you feel your jaw break and your teeth going out. So let me give you a little sick view, though. My flesh is evil, though. The flesh is over there like the devil on my left shoulder going, ha, Jones, all these scum that love tyranny and love to submit, they're going to get torn limb from limb. Oh, my God. What they've done to babies will be done to them while they're conscious. And so I've also got to, and I know you're all going through this too. So I just describe where I'm at because I know you're there too. I don't want to veer into that evil of having fun with this. Because, you know, that, I mean, I'm evil, folks. I'm fallen just like you are. And, you know, I could actually enjoy all this. In fact, I even could see into the aspects of enjoying it. But being cut off from God, though, is not something I want. So I'm just going to tell you this. Everybody better get their big boy pants on. because you are facing, you're watching an interdimensional satanic invasion of this planet. And it's been planned for thousands of years. And they're ready to take humanity down right before we go intergalactic, interdimensional. And this isn't a science fiction movie. It's not some Tom Cruise thing. It's real. And you've got free will, folks. And so you're going to have to decide who you're with. For anyone that has discernment, that just means interdimensional sight. There's no debate that you don't want to be with Satan. It's just kind of like, God, this is going to be physically painful. And I don't want to have to see my family go through this, but we're going to be with them on the other side. And that's really what you just got to gut up and get ready, because what will protect your family is just writing them off right up front and putting them in God's hands. Because you can't control this. God's going to have to do it. And so when I say write it off, that's a term people know. But I mean, you got to turn over to God and say, I'm just not even going to worry about that. I'm going to do what's right. And I think in the end, God will hopefully see what I've done and protect my children. But I'm already starting to get into it right now, but you better get on your knees. You better get on your knees before the Creator, because none of us, with no matter how strong we are, how great our intellect are, we cannot beat this. And when I tell you that, I got one finger pointed at you. I got three more pointed back at me, because I am not happy right now. People say, wouldn't you be happy? You've been proven right. You've been vindicated. I've been vindicated? What the hell does that mean? I've been vindicated? Vindicated when it's 2,000-year information? God warned us? God literally avatared down onto this planet to prove that he's going to make us run this obstacle course? He'd do it? What do you think this all is? This ain't a damn game, folks. This is the real deal. This isn't a simulation. This is an entire solar system and the surrounding heavens built for this operation right now. You don't think God creates new sentient beings with free will and then just gives them the power of the universe right away? God creates sentient beings made in the image of God with free will and then dumps us in to this grid to decide what we're going to do. And that's why the Satanists always say God is a sadist. Well, you know, your God's so loving. Why'd your God do this? Because God believes in freedom, something you Satanists don't seem to understand. You claim you're about freedom all day. Everything you do is about enslavement and microchips and total control and destroying children's innocence. You people aren't about freedom. You're about bondage and destruction. And God wants to create new consciousness and unlimited potential. And so God respects us enough to put us in this situation. And I understand that whatever happens to me or my family is God's will. And I appreciate God giving me consciousness and this incredible connection to God. This is amazing. But you can't be given absolute connection to the universe and not face evil. And so that's the great paradox. And that's why these Satanists try to create a system of total control. Because they blame God for allowing free will, and it scares them. I embrace God. I embrace the majesty. I embrace the free will. The hardware, the software. You are what this group is seeking to implant with digital systems to track, trace, and control everything you do. The toll-free number to join us on this Monday, April 20th transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers is what we're taking. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I can only probably take 10 of your calls or so because David Icke's coming up in the third hour. Let me just try to boil this down. Ron Paul's a smart guy, but he projects too much of himself onto things instead of really getting into the mind of evil. There's an article on InfoWars.com from the Ron Paul Institute. Ron Paul, what if the lockdown was all a big mistake? Not a mistake. You think when NAMBLA supports raping kids, that's a mistake? They're coming for your kids. So it's that same attitude. It's the UN. It's the UN patents. It's Bill and Melinda Gates. It's the NIH. It's the Wuhan lab protected the whole time with the UN and China releasing it to launch this global takeover by the World Health Organization as the authority with all the drills and all the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation programs like Event 201 and the patents for 060606 for a injectable injection. I'm having Freudian slips. An injection into your body of nanotech so they track everything you do and control you with cryptocurrency. A world currency. Here's China rolls out pilot test of digital currency. Our corruption, our evil, our not living on the land, our not caring about other people, our being removed from what is a normal human activity has dehumanized us. And we've been made obsolete. We've been made weak. We've been made soft. We've been made stupid so that we would accept something that no one would ever go along with. And notice Bill Gates is criticizing President Trump for coming out and saying we're pulling the funding of the WHO. They lied to us about the virus. They lied about it coming out of Wuhan. And Bill Gates comes out and says, oh, the WHO is wonderful. The National Institutes of Health is wonderful because he funds them. And then Fauci comes out, who gave you all the false graphs that are 30, 40, 50 times worse than it is. He says, oh, you're going to cause it to come back because you're going out in public. And I predicted this 10 weeks ago. Then they can release a more deadly strain they've got and wipe out a whole bunch of people and say, see, you didn't submit. And people go, how do you keep predicting this? Well, 90% of us read their own documents. And I said 10 weeks ago, they've got other strains. And now we're learning they've got other strains that didn't mutate, but they released probably. And so it's perfect psychology to release something else than in the areas that people rebel. They'll hit Texas. They'll hit Florida. They'll hit places where Republican governors don't play ball. They're probably out there at those beaches right now with drones flying over that folks just think are shooting video and they're just pss, 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 pss. And the Democrats are openly saying, nurses are saying, oh, we hope it kills Republicans. How dare you come out? This is all their act of controlling us and having their will over us. So whatever horrible thing you can think of, better believe they're already got it on the drawing board or already doing it. So here's the simple thing I've got to say that's so important and at the heart of all this. You're going to have to get on your knees before God. I'm going to have to get on my knees before God even more and just say, God, I love you. And I want justice for the children, and I don't want to join Satan. And please lift me up and guide me and direct me with discernment and understanding for the empowerment of humanity and your will to stand against this. And I turn my life over to you. I know you don't take the free will like the Satanists. You come to the door and you knock. We have to let you in. And I'm asking you to give me strength and to lift me up against this enemy. And I'm asking you to take my fears away and instead simply give me your Holy Spirit. And in that action, you have the spiritual antidote that is infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity upon infinity, stronger than this satanic parasitic force that knows the human potential made in the image of the Creator with unlimited seed of the universe power, like Mahatma Gandhi said. But they can come in as these dark, twisted entities in our embryonic phase and try to convince us. They can't even reprogram us. But they can try to convince us to give over our free will to them whispering in our ear to then build things for them and you wonder why the things they build are so ugly and don't work and are crazy and smell and are just ridiculously bad, it's because these are bad creatures. That's why they're telling us we're not essential, we're ugly, we're bad for the earth, we suck, we need to be gotten rid of, is because everywhere these entities go in creation, in the universe, they are thrown out on their asses. And so these are bullies that can't take on God, can't even comprehend God, and so they have to troll around in the universe looking for an egg. And they come over to the egg, and the egg's armored, it's protected by God, and they can see its power, and they're tapping on it, they're hitting it, and they go, wait a minute, the egg can hear me, though. If I can convince it to hate itself and decide it wants to die and to open itself up to me, the egg can open up an area for it to get into. And that's what it is. We're an egg. The planet's an egg. The whole thing's an egg. And it's all these little demons and twists and trying to get in to tell us what to do. All I got to just say is, I love God. I love justice. I love life. Thank you so much for life. Thank you so much for women and men and families and all the earth you gave us. And just thank you for all that's wholesome. And we rejoice in that. And we thank you, God. And we want to be close to you right now. And we just on our knees humbly say, cleanse us and come in and take over right now. Please, Jesus. Please, God. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, as the intercessor to prove that he could do it on this planet. We can do it too, because you metaphysically can't do something that you're not willing to do. You don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk, and you concentrated yourself down into a human form to do this and to show us how we're supposed to walk, not just talk. And thank you, Jesus. And that's it. But that doesn't mean you run around at the fake churches and go, oh, so what? I've got Jesus. Everything's fine. Wait until the end. It means now, if you really got Jesus in you, Jesus is going to say, I'm going to start giving you some tasks to see how much you can take. And the more you can take on, I'm just telling everybody, it all starts opening up to the point of you're just like, oh, my God, God, just take me home. It's not suicide. It's the opposite. You're just like, let's just get this done and just get me up there. Beam me up, Jesus. And the Satanist, well, I'm sorry for them, but they're going to be sent to the Phantom Zone. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So learn how these definitions work. The UN, about 50 years ago, started saying we don't look at the general population of a country as having a right to vote or a right to be heard. We look at stakeholders. And they get all the business owners and landowners and corporate chiefs and political people and religious leaders and academics together. And then they tell them, oh, you're part of the agenda. You'll be left alone in this phase. And it took a couple generations to get this in place. And now they go, oh, by the way, you're not essential. Your barber shop's not essential. I had to get my hair cut Saturday on the black market. Had a fellow come here to the office and cut my hair. Your restaurant's non-essential. Your cleaning company's non-essential. And notice the money's already maxed out and people aren't even getting the check, and it's causing the worst depression we've ever seen. It's going to be horrible. The third world's going to collapse. Hundreds of millions will starve to death. But that's all okay because we weren't showed some bell curve, you know, graph of, well, don't worry, only 20 million will starve to death the next 5 years or so. Oh, all those folks starving to death right now that aren't getting any food tonight, they don't get a bell curve. They don't get a Fauci speech. And here's Mark Zuckerberg. Lockdown protests are misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. So see, you're defined by the terms they use. You're non-essential. Now you're misinformation. You come out and say, hey, this thing's only killed what the flu did last year. It might kill as much as a bad flu, 80,000 dead 2018. Since when do you lock everybody down in the name of they've got to be protected? This is a giant power grab. Mark Zuckerberg's invested in Bill and Melinda Gates and the forced inoculation plan. You're crazy. Oh, they're going to ban anybody on the telecommunication system that 3+ billion people are members of if they catch you protesting. And in Germany, they're beating people up. You know, what are the globalist governments going to do when everybody rebels against them? What are they going to do when everybody says no to them? Well, it's simple. They're going to break your arm. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take you to jail because you dared go outside, and they're the saviors. And if you try to go out in America, well, the medical people come out and confront you because they're busy getting drunk inside. Nobody's in the hospital because they're totally shut down. All non-essential stuff's been shut down, 90% of the stuff. But they're sowing the seeds of their destruction. Mark Zuckerberg, lockdown protester, misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. Hey, sorry, robot man. You already banned me a long time ago. He even said, I'm banning saying nice things about Alex Jones last year when I said Joe Biden's obviously has neurological problems. Or I, you know, said 11 weeks ago it came out of the Wuhan lab. That's all confirmed now, Jack. But see, they trick you to go on there, do all your advertising there, give them all your info, and now he tells you what you can do. Hey, Americans, you don't just stay in your house. You keep your damn mouth shut. I'm Mark Zuckerberg, the liberal. And he's on with the Clinton Stephanopoulos. He's going to combat things. He's going to save us. He's got a cryptocurrency and a microchip for us. Thanks, Mark. We're so glad you're there. You're so advanced. You're so much better than us. Thank you, sir. Thank you for telling us we're non-essential and that we're misinformation. And but see, we say we're not. YouTube CEO, anything that goes against the WHO is a violation of YouTube policies. Infowars.com with Brian Stelter. So just a few years ago, she was defending banning me. Now it's anybody that says China really set a Wuhan. That's confirmed now, but they say that's disinfo. And the former top researcher at the lab runs Facebook censorship. Oh, and she has a stake in the test for it, too. But that's okay. Don't talk about that or Zuckerberg will ban you, too. A very small group of scum that the Russiagate didn't work. None of it works, so now they're going with us. But you can rebel against this. You can send out the links to ban.video. You can tell people by word of mouth. You can go knock on the doors of your neighbor tonight and say, the truth is happening. The truth is out there. Infowars.com/show. They've tried to inoculate people that I'm a liar and I'm evil. So talk to your neighbors and use that against them, against the globalists, not your neighbors, and say, you know, you've heard this guy's horrible. You've heard he's bad. Why don't you go to his website and see videos 11 weeks ago where they said it came out of Wuhan and it's a bioweapon lab and it's a man-made bioweapon with the HIV delivery system. And now the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, says he scanned it with an electron microscope and he said, you can see the peace shuttle gene insertions. He said 100% lab made. He said it's like Frankenstein. Oh, what did I say? Because on Frankenstein, you can see the stitches, folks. But let's not listen to the top virologist. Let's listen to the lady that works at Wuhan, doesn't tell us that, and tells us everything's peachy king. We're going to go to your phone calls, John and Derek and Ron and Jesse and Steve and Carl and Tony and Kevin and everybody else. And David Icke's coming up. All I'm telling you is the power you have, instead of thanking me and telling me how great I am, because I want to survive, not be overwritten by the globalist. I just want to survive. That's not heroic. It's victory. It's into the future. It's replicating. It's expanding. It's loving yourself and loving God that created you, not hating yourself. Hating what God gave you, hating what the devil inflicted on you. We're going to go to your phone calls when we come back. But look, I've told you this for several years. And back in the fall, we put up every day the man in a spacesuit at a national park, at Yosemite National Park. And I said, that's the future. They're going to make it impossible to live normally on this planet. They're going to have limited bioweapon releases at first that get us to then take vaccines that remove our immunity. So we're all going to be bubble people and have to go into these indoor things and be serviced by robots. That's the final endgame plan. Well, now it's here. So I'm going to tell you again. I have told everybody this, And I have ignored my own prime directive, but I am leaving Austin as soon as possible. And I'm going to plant crops. The spiritual nature of planting crops, the spiritual nature of your feet in the mud, the spiritual nature of having chickens, the nature of looking up at the stars at night is critical. I'll still be able to drive into Austin and do it, but we have to now move from warning people about the mark of the beast to moving into the defensive posture. And, you know, they're going to come to your house and take you and your kids and cut your heads off, but that's going to be all right because you'll be with God instantly. And I'm serious. That's where we are now. So we've done our work here. We're going to keep broadcasting as long as possible, but this is it. This is the big takeover. And so I would advise everyone to get your storable foods now. And if you go to a grocery store, it's like five times the cost on average what our storable foods are. And that'll fund us to stay here in position as long as possible. They'll probably kill me or arrest me far long before I ever try to get out to a farm, but at least I'll get my family out there. And I'm not saying that to act tough. This is the real world, folks. I've accepted this. I'm very, very honored to be in this position. But you need to get prepared. You need to get ready. We have storable food back in stock. We're ready to get it out to you. Again, I'm not bashing other competitors. They just lie and say they have it and make you wait 10, 20 weeks. They're lying. We have it. That's why we suspended sales for 2 weeks to get it back in stock, to have it when you ordered it. InfoWarsStore.com. I would become self-sufficient. And it begins with moving to an area not under high cell phone radiation. It begins with having firearms to defend yourself. It begins with not caring about all the stupid stuff of the world and just wanting to get with your family and have your souls again and pull out of these Babylonian demonic cities. And it starts with storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And it starts with high-quality supplements that boost your overall body's defenses. And we've got a bunch of those. Supermel Vitality, that's a bunch of cold-pressed herbs that are so good for you and your stamina, your libido, your energy, your mental clarity. I love it. That's back in stock, 30%+ off. We got a lot of other great products as well. We have the new essential oil hand sanitizer, the only one out there of this type that has a great spray bottle as well, and eucalyptus, peppermint, and, of course, lavender. And, you know, I like more than just spraying it on my hands. I love how it smells. Just, there's nothing like it. It's selling out very, very quickly. And your purchases keep us in attack formation. Believe me, without you buying a lot of products, we'd already be gone. So I want to thank you all. It's going to be spectacular, our destruction. Well, Zuckerberg with Oliver Darcy, the possum, has announced that anybody protesting lockdown forever, your job gone, forced inoculations, you're banned off Facebook. Then once you get the chip, you'll be banned from having a job and living, period. What a bunch of monsters. You want to see what the modern Hitler looks like, folks? It's Jeff Zuckerberg, and it's Oliver Darcy. Look at Oliver Darcy in this article with pleasure. He says anti-quarantine protests being organized through Facebook in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska are being removed from the platform on the instruction of governments in those three states because it violates stay-at-home orders, Facebook spokesperson said. You know, I created a website last week, and you guys print that off for me again out of the email. I'll cover it right now if I actually get that. And all I said to the crew was, I said, you know, instead of everybody always trying to use Twitter or Facebook, could we create a website and get people's emails and communicate with them directly and just take it down? It's not even built right. And they literally, and I'm not mad at the crew, we can't do it because we're habituated to Facebook and Twitter and Google. And I had meetings this morning again, and I had meetings later, and people didn't understand what I said. They said, will you promote the thing this Saturday? And I said, yeah, I want to. I want to promote the site we launched. And so we're not doing it. I'm not doing it. It just can't happen. It's all over, basically. I'm not even being dramatic. It's like, man, once they get you programmed, it's over, man. I mean, once they get you programmed, it is over. Oh, God help us. Oh, I got to go rebroadcast. David Icke's coming up. Maybe we'll let him host. I just can't do it at this point. Let's go ahead and go to this very important report that's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. You might want to share it. I mean, I know it's not Facebook or Twitter, so it doesn't exist, you know. Doesn't even exist here. But it's with the mark of the beast and all that's happening. So let's play that clip. Here it is.
You may be an atheist and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The enemy is moving on the surface and beneath the surface against every free nation on Earth. There have been draconian developments undreamed of just 6 months ago that have unfolded. Twitter, Facebook, and Google are now announcing that they're even going to block members of the Congress when they say that the coronavirus came out of the Wuhan lab. They're running national news pieces in Europe, the UK, Australia, and Canada telling children, do not trust your parents. Watch them carefully and report them if they say China is behind the virus. The fact checker that runs the science group for Facebook that is then used by the other sites works at the Level 4 bioweapon lab and is number two in command. The bioweapon lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the new world order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us and checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nest. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, just like that, we're inside the trap. World government openly being announced. Coming up in 5 minutes. There he is, David Icke from the UK. Predicted it all. World government. Implantable microchips to buy and sell. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. But here's President Trump coming out yesterday, saying he's going to kill the funding to the Wuhan coronavirus lab, which they confirm released it. And again, if the virus is all hyped up, then what's the point? Because they want to own the virus to test you and make sure you have the antibody for their manufactured virus that they own with their test that the Facebook fact checkers, the head biologist over the lab who is involved developing the test and owns the test, Danielle Anderson, so that then you've got to have the digital ink put in you, which they have the patent for to buy and sell. Patent 060606. David Icke is on the front lines of this. He's coming up in a moment. But here is the president.
Thank you, Mr. President. U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level 4 lab in Wuhan. There's also another report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago and also early in the morning. We will end that grant very quickly, but it was granted quite a while ago. They were granted a substantial amount of money. We're going to look at it and take a look, but I understand it was a number of years ago, right?
So you are.
When did you hear was the grant was made?
2015.
Who was president then? I wonder. Okay.
You know, I've been telling Trump through his advisors and here on air that he needs to just level with the people that this is a globalist takeover, or he doesn't have any hope. And you say what you want about Trump. This group definitely wants him out of there. But just removing Trump from the equation, nobody's taken the forced inoculations that I know. And I certainly have gone into a whole new area in my life. I went to the grocery store this morning and people were getting in my face about the mask. And I got their faces about it. And I'm not putting people down. If they want a mask, you just don't. You're wearing your stupid mask. You're protected, jackass. And the curve was way up here with 5 million dead, and then 2 million dead, and then 1 million dead, and then 200,000 dead, and now it's 70,000 dead. And they're counting everybody that dies of a car wreck, a gunshot wound, a heart attack, cancer. If they've got a cold virus, they count that as COVID-19. And you know what? When people get in my face yesterday in a gas station, and today in a grocery store, I just start spouting facts. And, man, you'd think you were screaming the N-word at people. They want to be slaves. But that's them. A large portion of people are awake and don't want to be part of this. And they're pissed. And they're old, they're young, they're black, they're white, they're gay, they're straight. They're everything you can imagine, and they're pissed, and they get it. And Zuckerberg has come out and said, anyone criticizing anything the WHO does, that's an announcement. They're saying the WHO is the authority. Just like that. World government, UN, unelected bureaucrats, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, are our bosses. So I'm going to be a good boy. Even though David Icke will make me want to make a lot of points. When we come back, I'm going to have David Icke take over for the next hour. And discuss this, but man, it's something else to wake up inside the globalist trap, isn't it? And to know they're doing all this to us. So it's an amazing point to be alive. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I hope you'll tell everybody you know to tune in to Infowars.com/show and band.video and all the other places that have the feeds, because we have fought through hell and your support to even have this show still on the air. They have fought like the devil to shut us down. They've been banning David Icke everywhere. So you are getting the pro-human outlaw transmission.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we saw that classically pro-freedom act of protesting in the street that goes back to the Magna Carta in 1215. You protested against the king or the nobleman before 1215, you'd get drawn and quartered. They'd tie up between two horses and tear you into four pieces. But first they'd draw you. They'd cut your belly open like they did Braveheart. They'd pull your intestines out in front of you and have you beg for mommy. And then they'd have the horses tear you in four pieces. That's what drawn and quartered means. And so we had the Magna Carta and the beginning of modern freedom, and all that in just the last few years reversed. And all the American freedoms, everything just gone. Surveillance state, government programming your children, the pedophile agenda, all of it. And then Americans and Europeans go out and protest that they're essential. They're being locked down. They're being bankrupted. How are megacorporations essential? And the German police broke arms and beat people with billy clubs over the head while they flew in the Islamicists in record numbers. And then, I haven't even played this yet. We'll play the full clip next segment. Joy Behar comes out and says, I'm a terrorist and you're a terrorist for going out and protesting. And they even got filings in court right now. I should have started the show with this. To take my children from me. It's in court. I've got an answer to it this week. emergency filing to take my children from me because I went out in public and protested Saturday. That's 2020. That's April 20th. That's where we are right now. So Owen Schroyer headed up that demonstration. But I'll be there this Saturday, even if they take my children, because the children are already taken. There's no freedom anyways, ladies and gentlemen. But that's where we are in America. You can't close America. Rally 2 this Saturday. You know, we had about 500, 600 people there conservatively. People came and went. But the media said we were 50. So this time, everybody be there, ladies and gentlemen, and buck the peer pressure and the brainwashing and all the lies. Can'tCloseAmerica.com is the website. Put your email in. It's going to be a focal point for here and all over the world for videos and articles and the resistance because, as Nigel Farage said, this is going to be his main focus. This is the big globalist takeover. And Mark Zuckerberg has said, anyone criticizing lockdowns will be permanently banned from Facebook. And we've got CNN coming out saying anyone criticizing the World Health Organization's edicts will be banned as well. Well, joining us for the next hour and a little bit more is David Icke of DavidIcke.com. He himself had a video with millions and millions of views. It's up to like 7 million on one of his affiliate sites. He has his own backups now through the great folks over at London Real and Brian Rose, but they were really scared of what you said and what you did, and they use you to trigger the lockdown worldwide of any criticism of 5G, any criticism of the response of COVID-19. As you said here a month ago, we've gone from the globalists hiding the New World Order to them selling it. David Icke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I want to point something out, though. In that London Real interview, the amount that I said about 5G, which is very relevant because it's an incredibly destructive band of frequency, and they're not banging it out for no reason and banging it out during the lockdown like crazy all over the world, and they're not banning mention of it in relation to current events for fun, but because there is a relevance. But the great thrust of that interview that was banned was not about 5G at all. That was quite a small portion. The great thrust was that the scam is so vast, there is no COVID-19. And interestingly, that same week, one other video of mine or the website was also deleted by YouTube. And it was with an American doctor out of New York State called Andrew Kaufman. And it was an interview my son did with him. And the common denominator of those two videos being banned by YouTube and Vimeo and all the others was not 5G at all. The common theme, because 5G wasn't mentioned in the interview with Kaufman, it was that there is no evidence that COVID-19 exists. And I think, you know, we have to be careful that we're not being diverted here into a cul-de-sac over this Wuhan lab. I have no problem with horrific labs like that existing. I have no problem with the fact they have horrific things going on there. But when I look at a dangerous, lethal virus coming out of a lab, and then I look, A, at the numbers involved here in the West, and B, the absolute frenzy. You mentioned it a little bit earlier. The frenzy right across the Western world, virtually, major countries anyway, to dub anyone COVID-19 without any supporting evidence whatsoever. And I would say this, if COVID-19...
By the way, David, let me interrupt briefly. You got attacked 2 weeks ago in that banned interview for saying they are mislabeling COVID-19 for other deaths. BRICS, 2 days later, the head of Trump's response came out and admitted that. So they're not debating that almost all the tests false identify regular coronavirus is it. So whether you're totally right, it's all fake, or 80% is fake, I mean, they are certainly exaggerating the hell out of this.
Well, they're exaggerating it in every country in the same systematic way. And what's happening now, it was always going to happen eventually, is that more and more doctors who've experienced this, being told you will put COVID-19 on the death certificate for heart attacks deaths, for cancer deaths, for falling down the frickin' stairs deaths, are now starting to come out. Not the majority, of course, but more.
No, David, there's hundreds of them, mainline medical doctors with big practices, and they're getting banned on Facebook and Twitter, too. So now medical doctors can't tell people. I've been ordered to say an old woman that died of a heart attack at 89 years old. I'm being ordered to say this. I mean, now doctors don't have voices in America.
Well, no, because they're speaking against the narrative. And notice the common theme. It's not saying that a virus was released from a Wuhan lab. This is now becoming a mainstream narrative. It's saying there is no COVID-19, and the figures are being systematically manipulated to make it look much bigger than it is.
David, the latter is completely true, and you've been harping on that before anybody else was. So what made you think it didn't exist? Because they're now admitting that they're labeling things that aren't that most of the time. It's not. So whether it is a virus but not that deadly, or whether it's a total hoax, how did you first think that?
Total hoax. Let me take you through the sequence. When the first few people, about 197, got sick in around the wet market in Wuhan, the Chinese authorities took about seven of them, and they took fluid from the lungs, and they found a genetic material, not a virus, a genetic material which contains material that vast numbers of people have in their body. They just thought it might at first be a bacteria, and then they said, no, it's a virus. No evidence that it's a virus. Let me give you this. In 1890, a guy called Robert Koch, a German bacteriologist and physician, produced something called the Koch postulates. And this has been the gold standard ever since in mainstream medicine to prove that agent A is causing disease B. And these are basically the postulates. One, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Two, you have to isolate what you say is the agent causing the problem from all other genetic materials.
David, got to go to break. This is intriguing. Start over when we come back in 4 minutes. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones. I don't know how long we're going to be on air. I'm not exaggerating, folks. They literally are about to probably arrest me. We'll be right back. I want to be clear to everybody. Alex Jones here, back live with David Icke, live on this April 20th transmission. This is no longer academic. This is no longer speculation. We have open world government, medical tyranny, forced inoculations, actual patents, 2020-06-0606, for digital chips in your body that are tracked by satellites and 5G, where every movement you have to make just right to get your digital cryptocurrency. This is being proposed, and they're stampeding everyone, and they're saying, you're not just locked in your house. If you leave your house, we'll ban you off Facebook. And once you have the chip, you won't have a job if you don't submit to us. So as David Icke said 25 years ago on this show, and 5 years before that, it'll have to emerge at some point. And I'm getting all these calls saying, Alex, your credibility is so high. David Icke's is so high. How are you feeling? I'm not feeling too good. I'm not happy being proven right. This is crazy because they're openly on the news saying, yeah, it'll kill 700,000 people, Bill Gates said, when we give you this new vaccine globally. And he's going to run it as your digital currency while they're at it. I mean, this is so nightmarish. But David, get back to where you were going with the virus and them counting every death as the virus and counting regular cold virus test as that. Why wouldn't they release a real virus so they can then own it and put out the patents for it as Bill and Melinda Gates? Why would the whole thing be fake?
Yeah, well, I want to come to those Koch postulates and other things that show that this this COVID-19 is fake. So, but I'll answer that question first. If you release a bioweapon, you can lose control of it very quickly. And you can start, if it's really a bioweapon and really dangerous, then you are going to take out potentially a lot of people you don't want to take out that are working in your pyramids of manipulation. Most of them are totally clueless what they're part of, but they are important people to what you are trying to do. And you can lose control of it. But if you do it with a fake virus, the perception of one, and you do it by manipulating the figures and the tests, and I want to come to that test because it's a joke, then you can control through pure mathematics and fake testing as the numbers go up and when the numbers go down, and when the second wave comes, as what they're planning, of course, you can control that. You
exactly.
Have
it's got to be fake so you can totally control it. You just bingoed it right there. So you can be scripted as the savior.
So what I was saying is the Chinese, and the first few people that took ill, they took fluid from the lung. And they isolated a genetic code, not a virus, genetic code. And they said it's a virus. It's not. It's a genetic code. So this guy, Robert Koch, in 1890, developed these Koch postulates, which, like I say, have been the gold standard for mainstream medicine ever since in proving that agent A causes problem B. Number one, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Now, that's not happening for a start. Number two, crucial, you have to isolate what you say is the causal agent from all other genetic material, so there's no contamination. You've just got that. You then have to put the alleged causal agent into a living host, and they have to get what you say it causes. And then you have to take material from that living host, put it in another living host, and they have to get what you say this is causing. And then you can say, we've pretty much proved here that this is causing that.
And what you're saying is 120 years ago, the robber barons were poisoning Europe and America. And they knew they were poisoning people. So they said, oh, you're not dying from a toxic waste dump. You're dying from a virus.
Yeah, hold on. What I was going to say is that not one of those Koch postulates has been done with COVID-19. They've never shown that it's a virus because they've only isolated genetic material.
And by the way, medical doctors are saying you're right. They're saying they've never done the test to even prove this is the case. So what you're saying is not speculation. What's really going on?
Yeah, the genetic material that they isolated is actually present in the bodies of vast numbers of people. Quite okay, no problem. Because it's just part of a genetic code, which many, many people have. And so they started in China, first of all, diagnosing what they said was this virus by symptoms. And what were the symptoms? Flu-like. The list of possible causes for flu-like symptoms is enormous. You're also in Wuhan, which is notoriously grotesque in terms of air quality, as is Lombardy, the center of the so-called outbreak in Italy. And that they have, in both Lombardy and Wuhan, tremendous amounts of lung disease as a result. But they were diagnosing on symptoms. And then they started with this test. Now, what the hell is that? It's called the RT-PCR test. And it does not test for the virus, COVID-19. I say there is no virus, COVID-19, so how could it? It tests for this genetic material. And by the way, and if you have that genetic material, which large numbers of people have, or parts of the content, you're gonna test positive. Now, the guy who invented the RT-PCR test, a guy called Carey Mullis in 1984, said, wait for it, this test cannot be used, should not be used for diagnosis. not least diagnosis of infectious disease. And what are they using it for? Diagnosing COVID-19. So then we are prepared by the hype, oh, this deadly virus is coming to the West. And when it comes, what happens? And I'll explain the network that allowed that through this is way this is orchestrated in a second. But what happened? The medical profession, from the top of their pyramid, were told to diagnose COVID-19 on symptoms, flu-like symptoms, pneumonia. So suddenly there is this big transfer of diagnosis of COVID-19 to all these diseases that people were dying off anyway. And so you have in the Lombardy region and Italy in general, 99% of those who are said to have died from COVID-19 had one, two, three, or four or more other what they call morbidities, reasons to die. So we had a guy, he was one time a well-known British comedian. He went in a hospital. This is how it works. You go in a hospital, because then in the West, they also introduced this test, which is not testing for COVID-19, they're testing for this genetic material. And so you go in a hospital with anything, and they give you a test. And if you test positive, which the vast numbers of people are because it's genetic material, not a virus, then if you die, and this is in the documents, the documentations, what I'm talking about. If you die, you have COVID-19 put on the death certificate. This comedian, a guy called Eddie Large, he goes in a hospital.
Stay there. We're coming back to hear what happened with the comedian with David Icke, who's on fire. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. And David Icke is always extremely dynamic and informative. And I got to say, he's totally on target about what he's breaking down here. They have lied about what's killing people. They are saying people that have regular cold virus, that's corona, are dying from this. Now, is he right that it's all fake? Well, when you're being lied to like this, you've been lied to like it, it's totally reasonable to say, I reject this. And his argument is extremely reasonable and is convincing to a great extent. Does that mean he's right? I don't know yet. But why should he be banned? Why should I be banned for questioning known liars? That's really the big question. But I've got a lot of questions for David Icke that I want to ask him for my own selfish interest and yours as well. But David, finish up with the folks that just tuned back in. You were getting to this comedian that went into a hospital. I saw the NIH admits, well, that's the National Institute of Health here, that hospitals are about three times empty. Your National Health Service is four times empty, the Guardian reports. I can drive around hospitals. They're empty. But we're told it's the Day of the Dead time. I've got family that are doctors and nurses in California, in Nebraska. I called them and they said, the doctors and nurses are all drinking vodka and having sex or, you know, literally watching movies, watching Netflix. They say it's empty. There's no COVID-19. Nothing's going on. So the media, Zuckerberg says that's a conspiracy theory. They say the beds are all full. Anybody can drive to a damn hospital and see it's empty. I don't think this is going the way they thought it would, David.
Well, Zuckerberg is not only a liar; he dared not lie because his masters would, you know, not be very pleased. Because these people like Zuckerberg and Bezos and all of them, even Gates, they're only gophers. They're very rich gophers, but only gophers for the real power in the shadows. But I was talking about this this guy Eddie Large. He had a long time heart problem. And he went in, last week it was, he went into hospital with heart failure. And what they did was they tested him for COVID-19 because, you know, they'll test the cat for COVID-19. And he tested positive for genetic material, not COVID-19. And when he died of heart failure, they said that he basically died of COVID-19. And there's a very significant use of words that you see over and over and over again in the media and from officials too, where they say so-and-so or this number of people died after testing positive for COVID-19. Not died of, after testing positive. But the figures are counted as if they have died of COVID-19. And I want to just mention something else, just to show you the scale of the deceit. First of all, before I say that, you know, in places like Scotland, Northern Ireland, etc., and other places, it's official policy now that if someone is test positive of COVID-19 and die within 28 days of anything, they have to have COVID-19 on the death certificate.
David, let me stop you. I first heard you saying this a couple months ago, and I thought, okay, David's smart, but we got to see. 2 weeks ago, Brick said on camera, even though I know it's the official policy, she said we count all deaths, car wrecks, cancer, gunshot wounds. And as you said, anybody that's ever had a cold virus has the body's response to this and has the genetic material. So this is the most common thing out there. So that's why I say they released it from there. Bill Gates has it patented, we now know, as a simulant that's actually everywhere. He just patented something that's already out everywhere. So now he claims jurisdiction, and everyone that has it is now guilty and is now evil and can now be rounded up and disappeared. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just want to make that point that I was going to make, just to show you the scale of the scam. Scott Jensen, a Minnesota senator and a doctor himself, has made the point that Medicare, has these payments, right? Wait for it. If a hospital diagnoses someone with regular pneumonia, they get paid $4,600. If they diagnose the same person with COVID-19 pneumonia, they get $13,000. And if they put a COVID-19 pneumonia on a ventilator, they get $39,000. So not only is this the CDC and the National Health Service all telling their medical staff to diagnose everything that moves COVID-19, they're actually have introduced massive payments, incentives to do it.
By the way, David Icke, how many times is 4,000 plus 39,000 or whatever? That's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. This is incentivizing COVID-19 hysteria. That's what I was told by family that actually runs a large part of a hospital. They said, listen, it's all empty. We're drinking vodka and having sex and watching Netflix, but we get all this money for it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, well, what's going on is it's a scam. But, I mean, what I'm looking at now, I mean, the internet has these dancing nurses and doctors in empty hospitals all over the place. They're supposed to be war zones, aren't they? It's insane. And, of course, they have the security on the hospitals. They're stopping vast numbers of people actually visiting the hospital, so they'll see the truth of what's going on. It's a joke. But the point is, above everything else, a very simple, obvious point, you do not have to fix the figures if you have a genuine problem. They don't have a genuine problem with human-caused climate change, so they fix the figures. They don't have one with COVID-19, so they fix the figures. And it's a joke. And like I say, what they don't want people to know is there's no virus, because then the house of cards completely comes down. And if I know that, then they know that. And therefore, the jails, if not the hospitals, the jails should be full of these people if there's any justice.
All right, David, we've just spent 3-4 segments and you've had a lot of great points hitting your main topic. What about 400,000 signatures well past the number they need at whitehouse.gov to investigate Bill and Melinda Gates? What about the global government? What about the forced inoculation? What about the 666 digital ink chip they want to put in us? I know you've been talking a lot about that.
Well, this is what the hoax is about. The hoax is to sell the idea of a fake virus and then justify the solution to that fake problem, what I call a no problem reaction solution, with the mass vaccination. I would call Bill Gates evil, except that evil might sue for defamation of character. This man should be in jail for the rest of his human life, and I would gladly sail into the center of the Atlantic and drop the cell key. But we talked about this last time, Alex. Bill Gates, as he's kind of, you know, flitted on, you know, Bill Gates says it all back. Bill Gates said this all back. Now he's walked into the room, the doors click behind him, and it ain't going to unclick, and people can now see what this man is. And even then, he's only a gopher. It works like this. This global conspiracy for a global Orwellian, beyond Orwellian state is orchestrated from the shadows. The technology.
Hey, I don't want to stop you. You're with us a little bit in the next hour. Get ready when you say it works like this. I totally agree. Everyone hates him now. They admit all the news. He is the most hated person on earth. He's been called Hitler 2.0. But as you said, he's a front man. But he walked in the room, the door clicked, and where people are like, holy hell, this guy says depopulate, kill old people. Now he loves us. We'll be right back with David Icke, davidicke.com, Alex Jones.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right. David Icke's been on with us for powerful 45 minutes, but I've got my own selfish questions. David, open world government, open implantable microchips, open forced inoculations, just absolute evil. Depression level. You were on 3 weeks ago. You were saying depression's coming. I've got all of it right here. I mean, 30 million people out of employment, half of L.A. out of work, irrevocable breakdowns. Everyone I know is almost out of money or run out, including professionals. The checks aren't coming. There's nobody to work the fields to get them. Shortages of food beginning. What are the globalists trying to do here, and where do you see this going?
Well, they are creating the greatest form of control, which is dependency. And this is why they're going for food. I've been saying this for weeks. You watch them go for food. They want to control food, so they decide who gets it and who doesn't. And if you want to eat, then you do what they say. And if you want to eat, then you must have the vaccination. If you want to go about not a normal life, that's gone until the people put it back. But if you want to just move around and do regular things, you've got to have the vaccination. This is where it's going. And the vaccination is key because it's planned to have microchips in there, nano microchips, that will connect us to this smart grid. They're already, you know, circulating, but I mean, that will be big time, a global insertion of these nano microchips. So the vaccination is absolutely crucial that people don't have it. And certainly I'll be doing everything I can to circulate information as much as possible as the weeks pass to point this out. Because
and by the way, saying this and I was saying this 20-something years ago, hypothetically, from their own documents. Now, for radio listeners, TV viewers can see it. It's here. This is officially the plan. Oh, and guess who's behind it? Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, you were getting into Bill Gates as we went to break. You got interrupted.
I was going to talk about Bill Gates and the Bezoses and all these people. What happens is this. The technology, for reasons I go into in the books, and we've talked about it before, the technology that is required for the smart grid, the whole vaccination. So, you know, as soon as this broke months ago, I said the vaccination already exists. All this stuff about we're working on a vaccination, it's all a load of crap. It's only for public consumption and perception manipulation. They've already got the what they want to put into people. And so they have all this stuff in the shadows, in the underground bases and the dumbs, the deep underground military bases and so on. So what they need are cover people and cover stories to bring it out into the public arena to make it seem random. And these different cover people, front people, become very, very rich as a result of that. And they specialize in certain areas, like in terms of Gates, it's many areas, including Common Core education, GMO, vaccinations is the big one for him. And what the deal is this. You will front up this technology or this area of our agenda, and you will become incredibly rich as a result. But part of the deal is vast amounts of that wealth you are going to spend in the name of philanthropy, advancing our agenda. So you've got Gates in his area, and then you've got Soros, George Soros. His area is he must put vast amounts of money, of $32 billion at the last count, into non-governmental agencies and the woke mentality in all its forms to fund that. This transgender thing, the global warming thing, the political correctness.
And you're on target about that. Is there foundation frontmen for these big foundations? But when we went to break, you said there's this big epic thing, and we had to go to break. You were saying about what's behind the throne or what their end game is and how it's going for them.
Yeah, well, so in the shadows, you've got what I call the spider, which you don't see. And these front people are just that. They're very rich, but they're gophers. And they do what they're told by the spider or else. And the way this virus scam has been played is this. This spider web is like a transnational corporation. You have a headquarters, in this case, in the shadows. And then in each country, you have the equivalent of a corporation subsidiary. You have a network of this cult whose job in that country is to control their government, politics, their finance, their media, and absolutely on behalf of the big pharma cartel, which is a front for the cult, the medical system. And that's their job. And so what you see is different countries doing the same thing in the same way at the same time, because it's centrally coordinated. It's like, you know, the headquarters of McDonald's tells the subsidiaries of McDonald's around the world, you're going to do it this way.
And by the way, it's admitted. CNN just announced, we have the clip coming up. They said anyone that disagrees with anything the WHO says is banned off the internet. So imagine the cult level of that, where first it's David Icke and Alex Jones, and then now it's you don't disagree with anything we say or you're banned and you're unpersoned. And once you have a chip, you can't have a job. My God, is that not tyranny?
Yeah, but you see, again, once people grasp how it works, and it's very simple. If it was really complicated, it wouldn't work.
No, it's very authoritarian.
World Trade Organization as well, it's just the same. But the World Health Organization was created by the Rockefellers with the Rothschilds in the background to control under one roof global health policy.
And by the way, didn't just say that. It's the Rockefeller Foundation that set up the UN, and they set up lockstep a decade ago calling for worldwide government and, quote, authoritarianism using a virus for control.
Yeah, and the World Health Organization is obviously part of the network of the UN, which is the stalking horse for world government. And the second biggest funder of the World Health Organization is Bill Gates. And so what the Zuckerbergs and all these other gophers for the cult are saying is that you must not disagree with Bill Gates. And how this virus thing has been orchestrated, real simple. In China, which is a fantastically massive center for this cult, there is a network that runs the place. So what happens in China, that network dictates. And then in these other countries, whether it's America, Israel, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, you've got the sub-network of the cult that is
I was about
there.
To say, what's the head of it? Because Communist China, we know, is the most subservient, but it's being programmed. But right now, it's coming out in the news that China runs all U.S. media, basically, owns Hollywood. But we know something runs Hollywood, and we know something runs China.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the big centers in the world is Israel. And actually, it's not Jewish people at all. It's a secret society, massive part of the cult, which I called Sabbatean Frankism. I've talked about that before. But you see, China, the reason China has become so important to this cult is that it is the blueprint for this world system. It's already a technocracy. You know, I talked last time we chatted that this global system is a technocracy, which is defined as a society that's run not by elected people, but by bureaucrats, technocrats, scientists, engineers, and so on. Now, what's happening is the technocrats of Silicon Valley have been taking over. What is Bill Gates? He's a technocrat. And what is Bill Gates doing? He's overriding and dictating policy above and outside of elected politicians. Use the technocracy is unfolding. Now, China is already a technocracy, and it's massively controlled by technology and AI.
Hold on, David. This is too important. We got to go to break again. You're absolutely right. Davos said 6 years ago, we're going to have a technocratic takeover of the planet, the end of freedom. Technocrats will rule things. What does that mean when we come back? And I'll tell you again, listeners, we run a major operation against the globalists. They can't stand the fact that we're here bringing you guests like David Icke. You heard him say they want to use food to control you. We have high-quality, storable food back in stock. Nobody else does at these prices. We have it. Get your orders in now. We had to suspend food sales for a few weeks to make sure all the other orders got out. We're ready to take them again for a limited time. The best storable food, last 25 years. It's good to have that as a backup to know you have it, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. So get that today. And other great products like our vitamin D3 and K, Winter Sun, 50% off and more. Infowarsstore.com. That's how we're still on air despite the main globalist onslaught. Hour number four with David Icke. Straight ahead. Stay with us. With the mainstream cult, you won't get what you're after until you tune in to David Icke with Alex Jones. They're calling this the best David Icke interview ever. That's what the crew's calling it. But you know, these are the times that really wake people up. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. The David's got to leave us. Gerald Celente's taking over. You were getting into the technocracy and rule of technocrats. And you've got these competing corporations, the big tech, that work together, but they're all battling for the hegemonic control of the technocracy. Boil that down for us. Define that, David Icke.
Well, they are and they're not. I mean, what happens in the public arena is not necessarily what's happening. Do corporations compete with each other on one level? But if you go deep enough into them, and I'm talking the major cult corporations, not every company, of course, the major cult corporations, they're structured like every other organization. There's pyramids, compartmentalized pyramids. And if you go deep enough into them or to the top of the pyramid, then that top of the pyramid connects into the spider web, and so does the top of the pyramid of the one you appear to be competing against. So you can see companies go under sometimes. You can see banks go under. And they say, well, why have they allowed that bank to go under? I mean, it was one of theirs. But hold on a minute. It doesn't matter if this bank goes under or this corporation goes under, because the cult controls the web. If you control the banking system, then if one bank goes or whatever, it doesn't matter because you control the system, and they control the medical system via Big Pharma and these the pyramids of.
Well, as you said, in the 80s, especially, and after that, in 2008 and now, They'll bring down their own thing to steal from the shareholders. They keep all the wealth, do a bailout. Like Bezos is worth $160 billion. He just got $30-something billion in taxpayer money. I get nothing.
Yeah, because, you know, if you control the government and you control the deep state, which controls the government, and you control the banking system and you control the Silicon Valley, then you make sure that the governmental system and the administration of government gives your banking system and gives your Silicon Valley whatever they bloody want. You know, there's two worlds going on. There's the one that people think they live in, where there's competition and where there's a randomness. And then there's another world which is completely controlled, which is actually pulling the strings.
Exactly. We call it communism, fascism, capitalism. There's the rigged system above, and then all the little fake systems they use to play us off against each other.
See, you look at fascism. I mean, I have this phrase. I've been using it since the 90s, opposames. These are things in society that appear to be opposites but are actually the same. So fascism against communism. All right, okay, so they're the communists, they're the fascists. Well, hold on a minute. It's the same system. It's only in detail.
It's authoritarianism different. With a different paint job.
A technocracy is communism and fascism using technology to control the people, which is what AI is all about. So they control all these different systems. And then there's people who don't understand what's going on in the world. I'm a socialist. I'm a this. I'm a that. And they're fighting among each other. And the cult is in hysterics, controlling the strings of both sides. So when you look at China, that's the blueprint for the world. And it's been able to develop because it is a tyranny. It's an open tyranny. The West is up to this point, no longer, has been a in the shadows tyranny.
Stay there. I want to give you the floor to talk about where the world is, the battlefront, the personal decisions we have to make, and about where this is going. We sold our soul to China for slave goods, and now, just like alchemy, we took in the Trojan horse. We are becoming the slave because we dehumanize the Chinese people. David Icke will take over in the final segment with him in T-minus 60 seconds. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with David Icke, then Gerald Celente's taking over. David, I want you to have the floor in the last 10 minutes here to talk about solutions. You were paralleling China with the United States, why China's been picked as the model of the world, why this is so critical, and solutions to fight back. But what is it like? You've been awake for 30 years. I've been awake, you know, on air for 26 years, but you came a little bit before me. And I didn't believe a lot of what you're saying back then, but I saw how trailblazing it was and really helped me wake up. To open my mind up at many levels. So I appreciate you for that. But pulling back from this, what would you call this period in human time? And are we winning? Are we losing? Because as bad as it is, the globalists making this big move, they've been getting ready for this with decades. And so as scary as it looks, and as bad as we're getting routed right now, I see a giant awakening taking place. And so I go back to this, what do we do to wake up and take action and change the world to make it a better place for free will and humanity? And then just separately, what is it like for you? Because my phone rings off the hook on the street. I mean, normally, you know, 10 to 1 supporters on the street. Now it's 50 to 1, 100 to 1. I mean, I'm getting nothing but love, quite frankly, almost everywhere, except for a few people that start a fight with me because I'm not wearing a mask in a grocery store. They don't even know who I am. So it seems like best of times, worst of times. How would you quantify where we are right now? And what is it like for David Icke to be alive in 2020 and to see everything you predicted manifesting?
Well, I'd rather it didn't. But it's very simple. If you uncover a agenda for the world, which I've spent 30 years doing, and nothing intervenes to stop that agenda, then you predict the future. Because you're not actually predicting the future by, you know, a seer sitting in the ether. You're actually just predicting this is the agenda that is being manipulated. And if nothing comes to intervene, then it happens and it appears you've predicted the future. What you've predicted is the agenda they want to unfold. So, you know, it's very easy, you know, to get kind of over the top and, you know, oh, this is this and this is that. Oh, this is a time. There's never, like you get elections. Oh, this is the most important election ever. Well, actually, you know, maybe it's not. But you simply cannot exaggerate, Alex, the scale of where we are now. We are standing at a pivotal point between two roads. And one road is a continuation of what we've been doing all along. And that road will lead to a global technocratic, fascist, communist, vicious, merciless dictatorship in which human thought, the human mind, will no longer exist because AI will do all the thinking and perceiving. And if people think it's bad now, they should just find their children and their grandchildren and they should look them in the eye and ask themselves what they are going to face. Considering where we are now. Now, that's what's coming if we go on walking in the same direction. It's a very simple phrase. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And that's why the few have controlled this human society. Literally, because this is not something new. It's reaching its end game now, but it's not new for thousands of years. And there are common themes and there are common patterns. And, you know, you can look for solutions and they usually lead to more problems. Or you can do the sensible thing. You can remove the cause of the problem and then the problem must disappear because what's made it manifest is gone. And the problem has been generation after generation, culture after culture. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your race is. Year after year, decade after decade, century after century, humanity has given its right to think away to a tiny few people. Sometimes it's a religious person, sometimes it's a political person, now it's a technocrat and Bill Gates. But the common theme is the same. I'm not going to think for myself. I'm not going to reach my own conclusions. I'm going to be told what to think. I know my place, and I'm going to do what I'm told, because authority knows best. If there's one thing we know about authority throughout human history, it knows what it's best for itself and not the population. My father used to say it's not that power corrupts only, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's that power attracts the corruptible. And that means
your father was damn right. That's it. Power corrupts the corruptible.
Through all this human history, humanity has been giving its power away to a few. And the power that the few have is the power the population has given away.
And I see you get tears in your eyes when you talk about your dad. Let's talk about our ancestors and everything they did. What would your father be doing today if he was alive here now witnessing this?
Well, he'd be standing with me and behind me. But I want to make a point about where the power is. Please don't think these people have power. that the Gateses and such like have power, that even those in the shadows have power. And I'll give you an example. I said in that London Real interview at one point, I have more power than this cult does, and they know it.
It's true.
And so they control 24/7 the global media, and 97% of the information that people receive.
And if you didn't have power, and if we didn't have power, why do they spend all their time trying to shut us up?
And they ran around like someone shouted fire because of one interview I did. One interview on one occasion, exposing the fact that this virus doesn't exist and many other things. And suddenly they're running around trying to shut it up and stop it. They haven't. It's all over the world in many languages now. It was a big counterproduction job trying to stop it like that. But the point is, they felt it necessary.
No, I agree. So what I'm saying is, you're right. They have control of the infrastructure because they're evil, but they're losing control. What will they do now to try to block us? Because I agree. I see us winning, David.
Well, I mean, I haven't come here to lose, or there will be no point in that. But the thing is that we are at this pivotal point now, and people need to stiffen their backbone, and they need to just realize this. What they do all the time is try to get delay on human reaction and response. So they'll say, for instance, we're just going to increase the lockdown for 3 weeks. It's only 3 weeks. And people say, oh, well, 3 weeks, that's not so bad. And
they try to get you to put the handcuffs on. I know you got to go. We got to go to break. You got to do 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the side, and then Gerald Sutley's taking over. Because I want you to get into this, because I was thinking this morning, how they trick you incrementally to give in and give against your instincts. Then they've got you. DavidIke.com. Stay there. We'll come back in 4 minutes. You'll finish up your point on this and end with that. This is the most powerful David Icke interview ever. London Real is amazing, too, but I'm saying for Alex Jones' show, it's amazing. And he's coming back, coming up on January 3rd with the great Brian Rose, who's an amazing gentleman as well. Very honored to be here with David Icke. We also have Gerald Celente coming up. We'll be right back to finish up with David Icke. Signal with David Icke ahead of Gerald Celente taking over. He's got some technical difficulties, which is providence because we've kind of commandeered part of his show. We really appreciate Gerald. So, David Icke, I want you to finish up with how they try to delay our normal human response, our instincts, our spiritual energy response. They try to dumb us down. They try to say, oh, just 2 weeks. It's an extended holiday, a spring break. And then, of course, oh, now it's 2 years. And now all your speech isn't allowed. You can't go out and protest this. With big tech taking the gloves completely off. I mean, this is just outrageous how criminal and how out of control this has gotten. But I just wanted to ask you, as a father and you know, as a human being, you're very calm during all of this. I already asked, what is it like to see everything you predicted come true? And you're like, we didn't predict it. You saw an agenda. You exposed it. We didn't completely stop it. So now we're here. But that agenda is here, but people are awake to it, so we're not hit flat-footed. And if you look at the globalists, their behavior, they are very panicked and very afraid right now. So just closing comments on what you were hitting before the break about the fact that we are the captains of our own ship, and they want to turn off our own instincts.
Yeah, they want to delay things, because every time the response is delayed, they go further along the road to being able to crush response. And we are at that pivotal point where if we go on, it will happen. And we are at a point now which will decide the future of the human race. I mean, as I said earlier, you know, you cannot exaggerate where we are. The future of the human race depends on which of these roads we take. And it's removing the cause of the problem. Cause of the problem is some of us don't, but vast numbers of people give their power to a few and are intimidated by the power of the few, which is only their power being reflected back at them. So if you're going to remove the cause of the problem, we stop giving our power away. we stop being intimidated. Because when you look these people in the eye, they blink first, because they don't have the power that the people have. And they know that if enough of the people wake up, they've not got the wherewithal to resist it. The game's over.
When did humanity have their power stolen?
We've got to draw a line in the sand. We've got to do it now. Not sometime never when there's an R in the month. Not sometime, oh, well, we'll see what happens in 3 weeks and what's going on then. We need to draw a line now. Enough.
That's right. Stop waiting. Metaphysically decide where we stand.
And, you know, people, you know, there's that great song about the French Revolution in the movie, Les Miserables, about do you hear the people sing? Well, the people don't need to sing. They need to frickin' roar. Like the lion behind me. Enough. I mean, what have you got to lose, people? I mean, look at the economic Armageddon that is now facing us. And all the businesses that will never reopen, all the employment that's gone. What is there to lose? What is there to sit on your ass for delaying responding to this?
You're right. What is that? In closing, what do you make of the term non-essential? That means subhuman. That means obsolete.
Yeah, well, we are to them just farm animals. That's the whole point. But we ain't. And if we remember we're not and start living our lives with the power that we all have, if only we would grasp it and stop giving it away, they'll realize where the real power is. They know where the real power is. That's why they're desperate to bang anyone on the head that puts their head above the parapet and starts calling them out.
All right, let me throw this out in closing. You got to go, and Gerald Celente's taking over, and I really appreciate the time. David Icke, DavidIcke.com, the new book, Triggered, that predicted the next big trigger coming. You are huge all over the world. Sure, make your point.
I will not be intimidated by them ever, ever, because they're little boys in short trousers to me, and I will not blink. And when we as a human race, not the whole human race, because vast numbers of people, they've just allowed themselves to be software programs. I mean, those that have woken up, when we actually say enough and mean it, then we'll see this thing unravel.
No, but I agree. And I can see there's not fear in your eyes. That's why they fear you. They fear anybody that's gone over to the other side. But let me ask you this in closing. When you pull back from all of this and you see their end game, I don't say this for bleeding hearts. I really care about everybody, just like you do. You're huge in Africa. You're huge in Latin America. People love you all over the world. You're probably bigger than I am. And, you know, it's not about who's bigger, but you're probably bigger in some of the third world, like Africa and Latin America, than I am. And I'm huge in those countries. People resonate with the truth. I looked at the numbers, even from the UN admitting this, and these are conservative numbers. 2 million people are about to die extra on the 10 million a year. Hundreds of millions will starve if there's a world depression that's already here. Billions total if the collapse happens. We're not talking about a million dead of COVID-19, even if it's real. How do we make the left humanize the third world that when the first world collapses, they die? That's a big deal, David.
Well, what used to be called the genuine left, which is now woke, is simply a software program. They have given up their right to free thought and allowed themselves to become a press enter people, as I call them. And they need to wake up fast, because if they think this is not going to affect them, well, they better have another look very quickly, because they'll be dealt with eventually as well, because everyone's meant to be subject to this global technocracy.
We're all non-essential.
Yeah. The point is, we do not need to be violent. We do not need to be violent. It's the worst thing we can do. What we need to do is stop cooperating with our own enslavement. There are billions of us. At the core, there is a handful of them. And have you seen Bill Gates? I mean, look at him. Look at him. I mean, he's not the most intelligent man ever to walk the bloody earth, is he?
No, he's man for the spider. In closing, what is the spider? You say it's just evil energy. What is it? Where does it come from? Because you've got deep insight. Where does it come from?
We talked about that in the last interview. In the end, it goes out of this reality that we call the world. But the point is, the people that are imposing this stuff upon us, have you seen them? They're incredibly unimpressive.
Oh, I see videos of like elitist meetings with Bill Gates. And there's all these weird, like mentally ill looking people. I mean, they're pathetic.
They're pathetic people. What are we doing allowing them to dictate our society and to destroy not only the future of adults, but big time the future of children and our grandchildren? What are we doing, people? Come on. Line in the sand. Enough.
I agree. David Icke's, what do we call this interview? David Icke's most powerful interview, The Line in the Sand. Thank you so much. You should come back because you're a trailblazer exposing the pedophilia. It's all been documented. Like you said, we salute you, DavidIcke.com. The book, The Trigger. God, we really appreciate you, David. We love you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're out of time. Gerald Celente is coming up, hopefully, if his connection's ready. I won't be here on air if you don't buy the products, the right products you already need. They are hunting me down, which is an experience in victory itself. I'm not afraid of it, and as soon as I'm supposed to be out of the game, it's going to happen. But you need products anyways. They're great products. If you don't buy the products, I'm out of the game. In fact, I thought we had extra capital for the year and like beaten some of the attacks, but it just didn't. I need you to fund us right now and pray for us and spread the word if you believe what we're doing. Plus, you need storable food. Get it right now. Gerald Celente takes over in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And it was great listening to some of David Icke that I just heard. I'm totally on board with him. This whole thing is a fraud. And when you look at the numbers, only by the numbers, that's all I go by. What do we have now? As we speak, globally, 168,500 people dead worldwide, out of a population of 7.7 billion people. Adds up to nothing. Again, California, that arrogant little boy Newsom, another little daddy's boy born on third base with that arrogant little boy attitude of his. He starts off his talk and closing down the place and extending it by, we're going to start with scientific data. Show me the scientific data. Show me the scientific data for closing down a state of 40 million people. Gruesome. When, about 1,100 people died? And this is over like a 3-month period of dying from this? And again, who's dying? Well, only the facts. Only the facts. Low-life Gavin Newsom, Gruesome. All these dirty, stinking, rotten politicians. The idiot politicians are destroying our world, not only America, and the morons follow their orders. Look at this little clown boy. Look at him. Him telling you what to do. Oh, we got the other freak over here. Yeah, from east to west, we got little Andy Cuomo, another daddy's boy, born on third base, 38 home run. One after another. Here's the deal. Report on nursing home deaths show depth of crisis in New York. At least 14 nursing homes in New York and the 18 suburbs and its suburbs have recorded more than 25 coronavirus deaths. And it just keeps going on and on. In Connecticut, nearly 40% of the virus fatalities have involved nursing homes. Oh, these are only the facts. Hey, wait a minute. Nursing homes? Hey, you want to talk about people quarantined? They haven't been out much. But they're dying. And again, they're rigging the numbers. The facts are there. People suspected. No tests suspected. Mark them off. All right, you need more proof? How about this one? Nursing home has dozens of deaths. Authorities in New Jersey are investigating the state's largest nursing home after dozens of residents died, many from coronavirus. 57 people, 19 people. And now you know what the number is? You ready? 20% of the people dying of COVID-19, and again, understanding that the numbers are rigged, are coming from nursing homes. Who are the other people? Wonder why America's numbers are higher than the rest of the world? Well, you know why. Obesity may be linked to severe illness, especially in younger people. New findings about obesity risks are bad news for all Americans, but particularly for African Americans and other people of color who have higher rates of obesity and are already bearing disproportionate burden of COVID-19 deaths. This is from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Another study from China, which looked at outcomes among COVID patients, reported that of the 17 patients who died, 15 were either overweight or obese. It's one fact after another. Who's dying? People with compromised immune systems, elderly, diabetics, people with respiratory issues, smoking. Oh, how many people are dead in America so far? Let me see here. The latest number, 42,000. How many people died of smoking-related diseases last year? My numbers are right. I think it's around 480,000, according to the CDC. Centers for Disease Crap, because they cook the numbers too. And they're the ones who are putting out there that you can mark anybody you want over here, call them dead with COVID-19 without the proof. 1.5 million people died around the world last year of tuberculosis. 9 million died of, let's see, air pollution-related deaths. One after another. So there you got the numbers. That's how many people died of, we got it right there, smoking. And we got 42,000 dead. 13,000 dead in New York State, in Aragon Cuomo, and places locked down, businesses going out of business. People can't pay their rent, can't pay their taxes. Well, we got to keep paying our taxes. How many dead did I say? 13,000 out of a population of 20 million? What are we talking about here? And how many people die every day? This whole thing is a fraud, and the media is the one that's selling it. Right in front of our eyes. Don't believe me? How about that little boy over there, Sucker? Yeah, the clown that's the head of CNN. Where is that piece I got over here? Yeah, he came out and he made a statement that what they got to do is promote the COVID-19. This is when it first happened. It's right there in his language. Again, we write about this in the Trends Journal. Again, support what you can to keep InfoWars out there and their voice heard around the world. And consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. And oh, before I forget, we're going to be having a webinar on April 30th. So we'll be putting more information on our Trends Journal site and how you could log in, and we'll be taking questions. So when you look at the facts are showing that this thing is totally hyped by the media. The numbers do not substantiate the hysteria and all the jobs that people have lost, all the lives have gone down, all the problems that they're having in not paying their rent, not paying their bills, car bills, taxes, on and on. And by the way, all these states that have closed down and all these, quote, public servants that aren't serving us anymore, they should be cutting our school tax. They should be cutting our property taxes. They should be cutting our federal taxes. Why are we paying these public servants to work when they're not serving us? And look at the stupid things they do. Let's take those hoops off the basketball courts in parks. Let's keep people out of parks. No fresh air. Not allowed. Not here. We're in charge. The idiots in charge have destroyed the economy. We are going down to levels unprecedented in world history. Take a look at oil prices. Negative oil price. Unbelievable. We'll be back and talking about more of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can. Put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars. And this is a time the people that are going to prepare, prevail, and prosper are the ones that are going to be in the best shape. Physically and spiritually and emotionally. And one of the ways you get in shape physically to keep your health up is InfoWars Life Protein Bars. They're now available for 40% off. So getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. They're formulated to give you straightforward energy whenever you need it. With nutrient-packed power and no unnatural additives. So unlike other energy bars out there that contain loads of filler fuel and unnatural ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are made of wholesome ingredients like whey protein, chocolate compounds, and chicory root fiber. Each pack contains 14 bars of easily accessible, great-tasting energy on the go to help you reach your goals. So there you got it. Help you reach your goals with InfoWars Life Protein Bar. Combos, it's great stuff, and you need to stay in shape. The people that are going down with this virus are the ones in bad shape. Period, paragraph. And the other part about this is that when you look at it, they're saying, well, the amount of people with the virus is much higher than the numbers that they're giving. Okay, if the numbers are much higher than the people are dying, the percentages are a lot lower than what they said before. So again, stay healthy. I said to you before about this low lives prostitutes, particularly on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. This is from the Wall Street Journal, so you know I'm not making it up. Ratings saw ads vanish at CNN. Pandemic coverage boosts viewership, but recession sees wiping out revenue forecasts. On a recent conference call, CNN chief Jeff Zucker. Isn't that a perfect name? How about taking out the Z and put an F in front of it? Because that's who he is. Urged editors and producers at the network not to shift focus from coronavirus news updates despite weeks of wall-to-wall coverage of the pandemic. Quote, you need to stay on the news, Mr. Zucker, with an F, said. Yep, Mr. Zucker said, according to a person who listened, quote, People are coming to CNN for the news right now. So remember, their ratings were going way down. Nobody was tuning into this crap. But now they're way back up. Look at it. They show that little Andy Cuomo. I saw his little brother over there, Chrissy. Again, these boys born on third base, thought they had a home run. And he got a place over there in CNN. And isn't that great, huh? So, there you got it. Now, very important what's going on. The markets. The Dow's down now as we speak over 500 points, about 550 points. It's going all over, up and down, in and out, sideways, backwards. There's nothing as I see it that's going to boost these markets. And we've been writing about it a lot in the Trends Journal. Matter of fact, we have Greg Mannarino writing with us now as well. He's very attuned to the equity markets, and we're on this exact same page. This is unprecedented, what I'm going to tell you next. Never heard of before. West Texas. You guys down there in Austin aren't, that's pretty close to West Texas, isn't it? Yeah. You know, West Texas oil prices, how much they're down today? Minus 313%. -313%. You could buy a barrel of oil now for -$38. I'm not making this up. You got to pay because there's no place to store the stuff. There's way more supply than demand. On the oil front over there in the Middle East, Brent crude, that's down to $28 a barrel. Russia needs it at about $48 a barrel, 42. Over there in Saudi Arabia, they need it at over $80 a barrel. Now, let's just stay in the States for a minute. Look at all those oil-rich states and all the oil-rich cities around those oil-rich and shale-rich communities in North America. You think you're going to be in deep problems? Go back to your Trends Journal. Read about what we've been writing about now since last December. The huge debt levels of all of these oil-producing companies, particularly the smaller ones. And now even the bigger ones, with all that cheap money they had out there, they were borrowing like crazy so they could do stock buybacks and other things. They're deep in debt. You're deep in debt, and now oil prices are going negative? Do you know how many failures there are going to be? Do you know how many millions of people this is going to hit? It's not only the people that work directly for the oil companies. It's putting them on those trains and moving it around. Profits collapsing everywhere, everywhere. Imagine oil prices dropping below zero. This is unprecedented in world history. And the reasons it's unprecedented in world history is you've got a bunch of idiot, lunatic, moron politicians destroying the global economy in front of our eyes. The arrogance of these lowlives. And you got one after another. Protesters disrupt Kentucky governor's coronavirus briefing, chanting, "We want to work." And of course, I saw what went on in Austin over the weekend with Owen and Joya and Alex Jones and others gathering. And it's starting to happen around different places as well. The people want freedom and they're robbing it from us. Bravo, Alex. Bravo, Owen. And bravo for all the people standing up and fighting as they are in Michigan. as they're doing in other states as well. You look at that guy down in Maryland, the governor, Holder, Handjob, what the heck's his name? You look at this guy. What did I say before about who's dying? The obese? Wonder why he closed down the place. Yeah, you got to open two doors when this guy walks through them. And he's in charge. What do you got, a country, a state down there of how many people? About 6 million. And how many died of this? Yeah, look at this guy. All right? Look at him. This clown, this little piece of garbage telling us what to do. Again, another little daddy's boy. Another little daddy was a congressman. You get it? It's one big club and we're not in it. They don't worry about putting us out of work. They steal our money in the name of taxes so they could stay fat and happy. It's up to you to get out and fight. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women, Samuel Adams. This is a time to stand up and fight for freedom. Do what you can to support InfoWars. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more people we have, the more we can do. And remember, on April 30th, we're going to have a webinar. We'll be taking your questions. Go to trendsjournal.com. Within the next couple of days, we'll have all the information up there and how you can log in. Thank you for tuning in, and keep fighting.